Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show as we continue into the new year. 2019, folks, it's here. Happy New Year. Let's have a good one together. Ellen Rohr is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Ellen Rohr, ROHR.com is her website. Please go there and check it out. You'll thank me later. You'll be glad you did. They can find all your books there, can't they, Ellen?
Yes, yes. I like that little break where everybody was bragging on you. You are wonderful. Thank you for having this show. Thanks for having me and all those other smart people on it. Very nice.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of us and being a stakeholder here.
Must
hey, Ellen, we were talking in the last segment about would you hire, should you hire, should you be part of the redemption process of someone who's committed a crime and is now out? I remember reading a story, about a guy who got out of jail. He couldn't get a job, and enough time went by that he was able to get a job on construction without telling anybody about his past. And he really became such a good employee that they kept giving him responsibility. And he felt guilty, and he went and told his boss. He said, you know what, boss, I left something out when you didn't ask me. I didn't lie to you. But I didn't tell you that I'm a convicted convict. I'm a convict. It's been, you know, I paid the price and I'm out now. And I just wanted you to know that what happened and now you do whatever you need to do. And the guy said, get back to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really great story. And there are a lot of there are a lot of tough choices. Again, there is no judgment here, but just what would that road to restitution look like? Could you require drug testing at your company? Well, how do you not anymore? Maybe it's a good move to do random drug testing, test after every accident, and be willing to be tested yourself. That could be a good
especially thing. With the litigious society we have out there. You never know. It could take your company down if you don't do certain things, or if you have to do the due diligence, folks. It's a tough decision. And Ellen and neither Ellen or I are being judgmental or telling you what to do. We're just asking the question. And I do think that it's got to be more part of our process going forward. But what about people? I know you want to talk about people who have left the company. Do you let them come back?
Right. So suppose, let's look at this another way. Suppose someone left your company. They're, you found the keys on your desk in the morning. What happened to Bob? Bob is gone. And then 2 weeks later or 6 months later, Bob comes back. Do you hire him back? And I was looking into this a little bit. I mean, at our company, these are some decisions that we have to deal with, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a statistic that there are many companies, like 25% of all companies have a policy in their policy manual about, no, we just won't hire you back. And I thought, well, that's a little short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are problems with hiring guys back. My number one tip would be you would talk to your team members before you just impose this employee back on the team. So that, you may say, I'm considering hiring Bob back. I want to know how you feel about that.
Oftentimes, isn't there an exit review recommendation? I know that I quit one time and they told me that, we decided we don't try to come back. We're not going to ever let you come back. And then I've had other people who didn't say one way or the other who tried to get me to come back. But sometimes there's an exit interview. Where the person doing the interview says yes to rehire or no to rehire. You have to look at those things sometimes.
And sometimes, so there's other voices to consider. One is the other team members, and another is the voice at home. Sometimes the person who's waiting for your team member at home, their significant other or spouse, they don't get it. they don't understand the pay plan. They don't understand why he has to work on the holiday. They've got a beef, and that voice becomes so loud. Is there another, we call it a gravitating party. Is there another gravitating party, a gravitating body that we need to have in this conversation that would have caused the upset that I might not be aware of?
I know a company that has hired back so many people to spin your head and done it well, and they also are the most nepotistic company I've ever known. And it's amazing how good that company is operating. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Hey, I got to go, Ellen. EllenRohr.com, R-O-H-R. Thank you so much for being here. You're the best ever.
We love each other.
Let's have a good 2019 together. What do you think?
Absolutely. Love you.
You too. I love you too.
Okay,
Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun and get smarter when Ella joined us. I'm Jim Blasingham. Happy New Year, everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.